The six-figure tax shield, how cash balance plans help practice owners and 1099 doctors slash their tax bills. By ClearPath Financial Partners. There's a particular kind of whiplash that comes with leaving hospital employment behind. 1 year, you're a W-2 physician with a predictable paycheck, tax withholding handled quietly in the background, and a benefits office that takes care of the paperwork. The next year, you're a partner, or a practice owner, or a 1099 anesthesiologist picking up locum shifts across New England, and the whole financial trail looks different under your feet. At first, it feels like a win. Clinical revenue climbs. You're finally capturing the value of your own work instead of watching a hospital system take the lion's share. Then, the first quarterly estimated tax payment shows up, and the win starts to feel a lot more complicated. Many physicians tell us the same thing. The number on that voucher was bigger than anything they'd braced for. So they call their CPA, and their CPA, doing exactly what a good CPA does, tells them they've already maxed out their retirement savings. They funded a solo 401k or a group plan up to the $72,000 defined contribution limit for 2026. On paper, that sounds like a lot. In practice, for a high-earning specialist in their peak earning years, it barely clears the brush. Here's the piece. Most CPAs don't bring up, because it isn't really their tool to bring up. The 401k is a starting point, not a ceiling. For practice owners and partners with strong, stable cash flow, a cash balance plan can shelter an additional $100,000 to well over $300,000 a year from federal and state taxes, depending on age. It's one of the most underused strategies in high-income medical practices, largely because it requires a different kind of professional than most physicians have on their team. Cash balance plans, explained without the jargon. Say the words defined benefit plan to a busy physician between patients, and you'll watch their eyes glaze over before you finish the sentence. So let's set that phrase aside for a moment and talk about what's actually happening. A cash balance plan is, at its core, a traditional pension plan wearing a 401k costume. It behaves like a pension in the way it's funded and regulated, but it shows up to the employee like a familiar account balance that grows every year, which makes it far easier to explain and far easier to embrace. Here's how the mechanics actually work. The practice makes a large tax-deductible contribution to the plan on the owner's behalf. That money gets pooled and invested by the plan, aiming for a conservative, steady rate of growth, typically an interest credit rate targeted around 4%. The plan isn't trying to chase the market. It's trying to hit a target. The real distinction, the one that changes everything for a doctor in their 50s, is how the contribution limit is calculated. A 401k caps you at a strict annual number, that $72,000 figure for 2026. A cash balance plan doesn't work off an annual cap at all. It works backward from the ultimate benefit you're allowed to accumulate by retirement, which the IRS currently limits to roughly $3.7 million over a lifetime. Because the plan is solving for a lifetime target rather than an annual one, the contributions get age-weighted. A 35-year-old physician has decades to reach that number, so the plan only needs modest annual funding. A 58-year-old surgeon has far less runway, so the plan is legally allowed, and often required, to catch up with dramatically larger annual contributions. Age isn't a limitation here, it's leverage. The 401k plus cash balance combo plate. Cash balance plans rarely stand alone. The real advantage shows up when one is layered directly on top of an existing safe harbor 401k and profit sharing plan, creating a stacked structure that clears far more taxable income than any single plan could manage on its own. Picture a 52-year-old anesthesiologist or surgeon running an S-corp or partnership, drawing W-2 compensation at the 2026 IRS cap of $360,000. Here's roughly how the stack builds. 401k elective deferral. $24,500 plus an $8,000 catch-up contribution for anyone 50 or older. Profit-sharing contribution, funded up to the $72,000 total annual additions limit. Cash balance plan contribution, an additional $150,000 to $200,000 plus, fully tax-deferred, calculated based on age and target benefit. Add it up, and you're looking at more than $250,000 in contributions written off against business income in a single year, potentially saving somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000 in actual tax dollars owed, depending on the practice's tax bracket and structure. That's not a rounding error. That's a materially different retirement trajectory, built years earlier than a 401k alone could manage. The exact figures depend heavily on individual compensation, age, and how the plan is designed by an actuary, so these numbers are illustrative rather than a promise of what any specific practice would see, what your CPA might miss. We'd rather walk you through the fine print than let you discover it later, because a cash balance plan is a serious commitment, not a shortcut. The funding commitment is real. A 401k gives you the flexibility to contribute nothing in a lean year. A cash balance plan doesn't offer that same flexibility because it's legally a defined benefit. The IRS expects consistent funding, generally for a minimum of 3 to 5 years. This tool fits practices with strong, predictable cash flow. It fits less well in a practice still finding its footing. Staff costs need to be part of the math. If your practice has full-time employees, non-discrimination testing generally requires you to provide them with a baseline contribution too, often somewhere between 5% and 7.5% of their payroll. That sounds like a real cost, and it is. But for most practices, when the owner is capturing 85% or more of total plan allocations, the tax savings still comfortably outweigh what's funded for staff. There's a clear exit ramp. When you eventually retire or sell the practice, the cash balance plan doesn't disappear or complicate your estate. It rolls over tax-free into a standard traditional IRA, where it behaves exactly like any other retirement account from that point forward. Building the team that makes this work. A cash balance plan isn't a do-it-yourself project, and it isn't something any single professional can build alone. It requires an actuary to design the plan and certify the funding, a CPA to handle the ongoing tax reporting, and a fiduciary financial advisor to coordinate how the plan fits into your broader wealth picture, investments, cash flow, and long-term goals included. Most CPAs are historians. They're excellent at telling you what happened last year and making sure it's reported correctly. Building a forward-looking strategy like this one is a different job entirely, closer to being an architect than a scorekeeper, which is exactly why so many high-earning practices never get around to setting one up. Nobody on the team was specifically tasked with looking 2 or 3 tax years down the trail. This is general education, not individualized tax or legal advice. The right plan design depends on your practice's specific age mix, payroll, and cash flow, and it should be modeled by a qualified actuary and coordinated with your CPA before anything is implemented. Contribution limits and IRS thresholds should also be verified for the current tax year before you commit to a plan structure. If you're a physician, partner, or 1099 contractor practicing in central Massachusetts, Worcester County, or the Metro West region, or working virtually from anywhere across the nation, we'd welcome the chance to run a complimentary cash balance feasibility study. We'll model your exact age, payroll, and business cash flow to see whether this tool clears a path to meaningfully lower taxes without asking your practice to take on more than it can steadily carry.